Today's episode is brought to you by Monster. Find employees who work as hard as you at monster.com/hiring. Monster. Find better.
Amazon is near a deal to sell e-books to the nation's largest school district. We'll have more after this.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to this edition of Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. For years, tech companies have attempted to sell hardware and software products to U.S. schools. On Wednesday, New York City's Department of Education will vote on whether to award a contract to Amazon.com for the retailer to sell e-books to the city schools. Joining us to talk about the possible deal is the Wall Street Journal's Greg Bensinger. Greg, this is a big deal for Amazon, or tentatively a big deal, since it's with the largest school district in the country. How much is this deal worth?
Well, it's potentially worth as much as about $64, $65 million. But what they're going to be voting on is the sort of first 3 years of the deal, which has a $30 million value. And that's based on their expectations for how many e-books they'll be buying for the school district, which, as you say, is the largest in the country, and you know could be a good entry for Amazon to prove to the rest of the country that they can do this with the biggest school district.
What exactly does it cover? Are schools going to use the website to buy content?
Well, sort of. They have their own website, and Amazon will be an option on there for them if they do vote in favor of this. So they'll be able to go on there and buy books or textbooks and other content that they think is appropriate for their classrooms. And insofar as students have tablets, phones, and e-readers to read them on, they can distribute them that way. And they think that this will save them money over time, the school district money over time, and sort of modernize things, make things a little more efficient and easier for everyone.
And, you know, this covers e-books. It doesn't cover really anything else like e-readers, correct?
Right. This is not a deal for the school district to buy Amazon's Kindle devices, though they can do that separately. But, yeah, this really covers just the content itself could be 3 to 5 years, depending on how they vote. Really meaningful for Amazon in the sense that so many companies have tried to really crack the code on education, and you know, here's a way for them to do it and demonstrate that.
Well, it's always an attractive lure for tech companies because you have all this outdated equipment in schools.
Indeed, and look, school districts have a lot of money at their disposal because they're publicly funded, and there's lots of children at stake, and there is there's a side benefit, of course, which is if students are aware at a relatively young age that Company X or Company Y is providing them with educational materials, they might remember them when they get older and buy things from them that way.
Was this a tough bidding process? How did Amazon win this?
Absolutely. The Department of Education says about 14, including Amazon, 14 companies were bidding for this contract. And Amazon seemed to win in part because they have good prices. They promise good prices. And they have what the school district deemed the most comprehensive catalog. So they wouldn't have to worry that a textbook or some other content wouldn't be available when they needed it.
Now, weren't there some bureaucratic snafus to this agreement? Didn't it nearly derail the agreement?
Yes, last summer this almost came up for a vote, and an agency called the National Federation of the Blind, which is interested in issues that affect children with vision impairment, said that they were concerned that the content Amazon could provide was insufficient for software for reading devices and things like that, and they wanted to ensure that Amazon had made assurances to them that their ebook content would satisfy those students that have vision impairment, and so they've reached an agreement on the side that seems to satisfy this this organization, and so now it's back up for vote again.
Okay, and we touched upon this briefly. You wrote that some parents have also questioned how the Department of Education could ensure equal access to reading materials, since a lot of poor students don't have tablets or laptops at home.
Yeah, it's not sort of codified in this contract, but the school district says that this is not meant to supplant all textbooks. They'll still be providing printed materials, and this is really for those students that could benefit or have the you know, have the hardware to read things this way. So no one will not get the materials they need, and they just view this as a way to begin the modernization process and potentially save money buying ebooks.
Do you have any idea how the vote will go, or is it pretty much assured?
It seems to be heavily in Amazon's favor, but these things can always go a certain way, and I'm sure we'll have to see the results to know for sure. But the expectation is that this will come out in a way that Amazon likes.
Greg Bensinger, reporter for the Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Sure thing. Thank you.
And you can follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts and subscribe to all our podcast shows on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. That's this edition of Tech News Briefing. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner from the News Desk in New York.